Luke chapter 17. Then said he to the disciples, It is impossible but that offences will come, but woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hung about his neck, and he cast into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother trespasses against you, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he trespasses against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turns again to you, saying, I repent, you shall forgive him. And the apostles said unto the Lord, Increase our faith. And the Lord said, If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say to this sycamine tree, Be you plucked up by the root, and be you planted in the sea, and it should obey you. But which of you, having a servant ploughing or feeding cattle, will say to him by and by, when he has come from the field, Go and sit down to meat? And will not rather say to him, Make ready that which I may sup, and gird yourself, and serve me till I have eaten and drunk, and afterward you shall eat and drink. Does he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I think not. So likewise you, when you shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, We are unprofitable servants, we have done that which was our duty to do. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Yeshua, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said to them, Go show yourselves to the priests. And it came to pass that, as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Yeshua answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There were none found that returned to give glory to God except this stranger. And he said to him, Arise, go your way, your faith has made you whole. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God comes not with observation. Neither shall they say, Lo here, or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. And he said to the disciples, The days will come when you shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you shall not see it. And they shall say to you, See here, or see there. Go not after them, nor follow them. For as the lightning that lightens out of the one part under heaven shines to the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. But first must he suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day he which shall be upon the housetop and his goods in the house, let him not come down to take it away, and he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night there shall be 2 men in one bed, the other shall be taken, the one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. 2 women shall be grinding together, the one shall be taken, and the other left. 2 men shall be in the field, the one shall be taken, and the other left. And they answered and said to him, Where, Lord? And he said to them, Wherever the body is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Luke chapter 18. And he spoke a parable to them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, There was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came to him, saying, Avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, Though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? And he spoke this parable unto some which trusted in themselves, that they were righteous, and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes to heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, for every one that exalts himself shall be abased, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. And they brought to him also infants, that he would touch them, but when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Yeshua called them to him and said, Allow little children to come to me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no way enter therein. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Yeshua said to him, Why call you me good? None is good save one, that is, God. You know the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honour your father and your mother. And he said, All these have I kept from my youth up. Now when Yeshua heard these things, he said to him, Yet lack you one thing. Sell all that you have, and distribute to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Yeshua saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they that heard it said, Who then can be saved? And he said, The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Then Peter said, Lo, we have left all and followed you. And he said to them, Truly I say to you, there is no man that has left house, or parents, or brothers, or wife, or children, for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time, and in the world to come life everlasting. Then he took to him the 12 and said to them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. For he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles, and shall be mocked, and spitefully treated, and spit on. And they shall scourge him, and put him to death, and the third day he shall rise again. And they understood none of these things, and this saying was hidden from them, neither knew they the things which were spoken. And it came to pass that as he had come near to Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Yeshua of Nazareth passes by. And he cried, saying, Yeshua, you son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, You son of David, have mercy on me. And Yeshua stood and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he had come near, he asked him, saying, What will you that I shall do to you? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Yeshua said to him, Receive your sight, your faith has saved you. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God, and all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. Luke chapter 19. And Yeshua entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Yeshua, who he was, and could not for the crowd, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Yeshua came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he had gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Yeshua said unto him, This day has salvation come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And as they heard these things, he added and spoke a parable, because he was near to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. He said, Therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said to them, Occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him, saying, We will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass that when he had returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called to him, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Lord, your pound has gained 10 pounds. And he said to him, Well, you good servant, because you have been faithful in a very little, have you authority over 10 cities? And the second came, saying, Lord, your pound has gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, Be you also over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, behold, here is your pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. For I feared you, because you are an austere man, you take up that you laid not down, and reap that you did not sow. And he said to him, Out of your own mouth will I judge you, you wicked servant. You knew that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Why then gave not you my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required my own with usury? And he said to them that stood by, Take from him the pound, and give it to him that has 10 pounds. And they said to him, Lord, he has 10 pounds. For I say to you, that to every one which has shall be given, and from him that has not, even what he has shall be taken away from him. But those my enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, bring here and slay them before me. And when he had thus spoken, he went before, ascending up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he had come near to Bethphage and Bethany, at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, Go you into the village over opposite you, in which at your entering you shall find a colt tied, whereon yet no man sat. Loose him and bring him here. And if any man asks you, Why do you loose him? Thus shall you say to him, Because the Lord has need of him. And they that were sent went their way, and found even as he had said to them. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners thereof said to them, Why loose you the colt? And they said, The Lord has need of him. And they brought him to Yeshua, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Yeshua thereon. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when he had come near, even now, And when they had come near, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that comes in the name of the Lord Yahweh, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said to him, Master, rebuke your disciples. And he answered and said to them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. And when he had come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, If you had known, even you, at least in this your day, the things which belong unto your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For the day shall come upon you that your enemies shall cast a trench about you and compass you round and keep you in on every side, and shall lay you even with the ground and your children within you, and they shall not leave in you one stone upon another, because you knew not the time of your visitation. And he went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold therein and them that bought, saying to them, It is written, My house is the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And he taught daily in the temple, but the chief priests and the scribes and the chief of the people sought to destroy him, and could not find what they might do, for all the people were very attentive to hear him.